Now, the ministry that the Lord has given me is to see visions. How many believe that he said in the last days he'd pour out his spirit upon all flesh and your young man would see visions?
Amen.
He promised it. And it would prophesy, foretell. And now watch, he said, when he, I know disregarding you, my Christian Science people, Holy Spirit is a thought, he is a personal pronoun. When he, the Holy Ghost, has come, he will teach you those things, or bring these things to your remembrance, which I have taught unto you, and will show you things to come. Is that right? The Holy Spirit. You couldn't believe in the Holy Spirit and disbelieve in visions. You couldn't, because it's the very work of the Holy Spirit. Now, when our Lord Jesus was here on earth, just a moment now, when he was here on earth, the only things that he did, only miracles, only signs that he did, was when God gave him a vision and showed him what to do. Is that right? St. John 5:19, he said, when he passed through all those crippled people, blind, withered, and halt, didn't heal any, and healed a man laying over here with prostate trouble or diabetes or something. And they questioned him. Well, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing in himself. But what he sees the Father doing, that doeth the Son. For the Father worketh. In other words, let me put it in our words here. The only thing he says that I can do is what I see by vision my Father doing. Then I go act it out in drama in obedience to my Father. I do just as my Father has bid me to do. He tells me there's somebody down here on the road that's sick. He told me Lazarus was going to die, to leave the country and be gone 3 days. After 3 days, Lazarus would die. And then I'd be on my road back and would get there on the fourth day and for me to go to the grave and to raise him up. That's exactly what he done. He went right away when Lazarus got sick. They sent, then after the third day, he said, Lazarus sleepeth. He's dead. Now, for your sake, I'm glad I wasn't there. But I go waking. Went out to the grave and said, Father, I thank thee, but for these who stand by, I said it, Lazarus, come forth. And a man had been dead 4 days, skin worms done eating into his body. Corruption knew its master. The spirit knew its creator. And a man had been dead 4 days, stood on his feet and lived again. Went to a banquet dinner with him. That's right. That was my Lord Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Brother Branham, does he perform miracles like that today? He's done it 3 times in his lifetime. And right here, if you read your authentic statements signed by great hands, I've seen it 3 times in my life that the dead laid out, dead, pronounced dead by the doctor, and they're living today. That's right. What is it? Me? Not me. I'm just as you. But it's him.
Amen.
It's him, the resurrected one, Jesus Christ, the Lord God of heaven, his only beloved Son, begotten Son, rather. All right. Now, as we're standing in the line, all right, come. Now, come, lady. I believe I know this woman. You're Miss Collier, aren't you? McCammon, excuse me. That's wrong. All right. All right. The Lord knows both of us, doesn't he? He knows us both. And now there's something. I want you, sister, to believe the Lord Jesus, and I want to talk to you because it happened to be that I have no way of knowing who's going to be up here on the platform, who's going to be first, because that's by prayer card. See, they just pass out a number. They give them to anybody who wants them, and then when I come in, I just call for certains anywhere, and sometimes just come call a few here and a few from this number and a few from that number or someplace. It doesn't matter, just so they get here. Then those, just as soon as I get the anointing on me, it goes right out through the audience and begins to speak to those out there. How many out there wants to be healed tonight without prayer cards? Let's see your hand. Or just pray. Just ask God. See if he doesn't confirm it to be the absolute truth. God will grant it. If you'll just believe it, that's what you have to do, is have faith in God. Now, in talking to the lady, now for instance, what if our Lord was standing here and talking to her. The first thing he would do, like he did the woman at the well, he'd talk to her a few minutes. I wonder why Jesus waited and sent the disciples away and waited there until that woman come. And then when he went to talk to her, when she first walked up and dropped the bucket down like that, why he'd say, "Just a moment, woman. Go get rid of your five husbands and you'll be all right." No, he didn't. He said, "Bring me a drink." He felt the Spirit move on him, of course. He said, "Bring me a drink." And it wasn't customary for that even to happen, for him to talk to a Samaritan. She said, "Well, the well's deep," and so forth, and he got to talking. Then what was he doing? Now, this is between the lines, friends. That's the reason they failed to recognize Jesus Christ when he come. They had read the Scriptures about it, but they failed to recognize him. And it's the same thing today. We got our own ritualistic routine. Anything out of that, we don't believe it. Fundamental as we can be, but God comes right in between the lines sometimes. We fail to see it. Now, he was contacting her spirit. Now, the woman, God in heaven knows. I know nothing about the woman, no more than I've seen her. I'm pretty sure, is she a member here at your church, Brother Cobble? Well, I'm still wrong. I thought I'd seen her here at the church or something, huh? But maybe I'm all mixed up. All right, sometimes I get, when the Spirit, that gets anointing, begins to come near, then even my people could stand before me hardly and I wouldn't recognize them. Now, you may think that that's fanaticism, but it isn't. Now he is here, the one that you've got the picture of, the pillar of fire that led the children of Israel. I say that in the name of the Lord. And now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I take every spirit here under my control for God's glory, for the healing of the sick, delivering from evil spirits. God be merciful to critics and to unbelievers, is my prayer. Now, lady, look this way now. Now, if you are sick, it would be impossible for me to heal you. I'm a man. But your life, you could not hide it if you had to now. It's going to be open, because this is his spirit. Not me, him. But the one thing is wrong with you. You have arthritis. And another thing, you've got an extremely nervous condition. You can't sleep at night. It's menopause. And you've got someone that's away from you. It's dear to you. It's not here in the building. They're away from here. Your mind travels. Oh, it's in New York.
Yes.
And that's a daughter. And it's some sort of a spiritual trouble she's troubled with. Isn't that right? Or just a moment, just left me. Yeah. Was that the truth?
That's right.
Come here. Kind Heavenly Father, thy lovely goodness and mercy, send thy blessings upon this woman who I bless in thy name, and may everything that she has need of and has asked for, I pray that you will deliver it to her. And now while your spirit is here, and she recognizes this, I lay my hands upon her in obedience to God's word, the last word from Jesus' lips, that if they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. This I do in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. All right. How do you do, sir?
You are sure that you're in contact with is not your brother. It's something in a spiritual realm. Isn't that true? Now, that very same thought that's on that picture that the mechanical eye of the camera caught is right now moving between me and you. Being in another dimension or another world, I see it, and you feel it. Now, if that's true, raise up your hand. then if that is the Holy Spirit, and now being in another world, and yet knowing there's somebody in front of me, fading and moving around, then God is able to make known to me what is your trouble, or what's your desire. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. And that's what you're doing tonight, is seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost. There was something just a moment, it flashes back to me. I've seen, no, it's a woman. It's your wife. Yes, it's your wife. She's sick too. Now there's something strange there, just a moment. God made it grand. Oh, she doesn't know just what's wrong with her. She doesn't go to doctors. Will you take this to her for me? Go lay your hands on her in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. She'll be made well. You shall receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. God grant this to my brother. May these things that I have asked be so for God. How do you do? I suppose that we are strangers to each other. We are. But we're not strangers before our Maker. Now he's left me, it's out over the audience. Everyone reverent, be in prayer. It hangs over a woman that's blonde-headed, and the woman is praying. She's blonde-headed, she wears glasses, and she's holding to her chest. Yes, that's her sitting right there. Your faith has healed you, sister. God bless you. Your troubles are gone now. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Just believe. All things are possible to them that believe. You're trying hard, sir, sitting there with your hand up like this against your head. You believe God heals you of that prostate trouble? You do? Stand up to your feet then. Be made well. May the Lord Jesus grant it to you. In Jesus Christ's name. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Just believe with all your heart. You shall have what you ask for. You're the patient, aren't you? You believe that the Lord Jesus Christ, you're in His presence, not your brother. You're here in His presence. Well, if I be God's servant, and I've told the truth, then this would be God preaching back the truth. Not my sermon now. It's His sermon. Then if you were standing here and He was visible, that you could see Him, as far as if it was healing you was looking for, He couldn't heal you. He's already done it. He'd only tell you something and make you have faith. Is that right? Well, you just answer me as I talk to you then. Only thing I'm trying to do is contact your spirit very hard. There's others here praying, trying their best around everywhere. Okay. Now, I see like blood dripping between me and you, thinning, watering your anemia. Isn't that right? And you're I see you're interested in somebody. It's a husband, isn't it? Yes, sir. And he's had something wrong with his kidneys. Pus on the kidneys, I believe the doctor says. Pus on the kidneys. And then you got a sister, and she's in a dying condition with cancer. Those things are truth. Ever what it was, he said, that wasn't me, that was him. Now, if that was truth, and you know whether it was or not, then what I say now will have to be truth. Is that right? Jesus Christ done all the healing and deliverance 1900 years ago for them. You believe that? You want your husband to get right with God too, don't you? He's a sinner and you want him to accept Christ. As I see it turn black around the man. Now, go and may the Lord grant it to you just as you believe.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Only have faith. The only thing I ask you to do is to believe. Believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, rose from the dead. And sure, a woman touched his garment one time. And he turned around and said, "Who touched me?" And he looked around to the woman and said, "Thy faith has saved thee. Your blood issue is gone now." And she felt in her own body that it stopped like that. Now, if Jesus has raised from the dead and is sure tonight, your faith can touch him. Not me, I don't know yet. But your faith can touch him who's preaching now through me. Not me now, it's him. It was me a while ago, now it's him. Any man can say anything, don't have to be true. But when somebody says something and God turns around and says, that's the truth, it's sin to disbelieve it. What is sin? Unbelief. He that believeth not is condemned already. Go ye and sin no more. Or worse thing comes. Go ye and disbelieve no more. Or a worse thing will come upon you. Or that unclean spirit will return with seven other devils, says the Scripture, and your last end will be worse than the first. You touched him, lady, for your side condition sitting there. Yes. Your faith has healed you of that side trouble you had. Stand up on your feet and accept your healing. God bless you. Just as a testimony that you're healed. The Lord bless you, sister. You want to get over that bronchial condition you're praying about too, lady? Or stand up to your feet and say, "I accept it in the name of the Lord Jesus." Go home now and get well. There he stands in the corner. Oh, looks like if ever I look that way, it seems you could see that. It's holding over a lady. Oh, it's got something wrong with her head. She's sitting right behind that lady there. You want to get over that lady? All right. The little lady looks like got a red coat on, gray hair. She's wearing glasses, having trouble with her head. Stand up on your feet, lady. Your faith has touched the hem of his garment. He knows you. Go home and be well. I couldn't see you had a red coat only in the vision. I seen it was a red coat. You're blinded for me. I can just see the top of your head. Amen. Praise be to God.
You.
Now, no, this is not a stage show. Stop thinking that. God will condemn you for it. Your thoughts come in here. He knows what you're saying, what you're thinking. How is he speaking to these people if it isn't? Come, sir. Look and live. Believe with all your heart. What are you thinking, sir?
you're praying that I'll say something to you. Isn't that right? It's right. If God will tell me what's your trouble, will you accept your healing? You're real nervous and upset. Especially like through the bathroom and so forth, many times when you're upset, it's caused from a prostrate trouble you had. Isn't that right? That's right, raise up your hand. I've never seen you in my life. You believe your wife there will be healed too? You believe with all your heart? You have arthritis, don't you? If that's right, raise up your hand. Seems to be an interest in that child sitting there too. You believe for the child, that little boy? You believe, young man? You do? When Jesus was here, he'd make you whole. You believe that? You're sick, you're suffering, don't you, honey? You're in need of prayer. You believe Brother Branham to be God's prophet or servant? You believe with all your heart? If God will reveal to me what's wrong with you, honey, will you believe the Christ that the teacher in Sunday school tells about will make you well? You have rectal trouble, isn't it, honey? Rectal condition. Now stand up on your little feet there. Jesus Christ heals you, honey.
Praise.
Go home and be made
praise
well.
The Lord.
Have faith.
Amen.
Stop praying, mister, sitting there. He heard you. You had trouble with your neck, didn't you? If that's right, stand on your feet. Shake your head around. Move your head around. It's all gone from you. Your neck is just as limber and nice as it can be. He heard you and healed your prayer. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, the resurrected Son of God, stands in your midst. He's here to heal the sick, declaring that I told you the truth. I'm just his servant. But I've told the truth. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. These people here are strangers to me. And they're strangers in other countries and other languages and everything. Doesn't stop a bit. The vision moves just the same. How do you do, Sister Fisher? All right, I suppose we're strangers, sir, to each other. I don't know you, never seen you in my life. We're total strangers then, is that right? Don't know one another. But one thing, sir, God knows both of us, and we're going to have to give an account at the day of judgment for our life. You believe that? Come here just a little closer. I want you to look at me just a moment. Like I'm preaching tonight, as Elijah said, if it wasn't for the presence of Jehoshaphat, I wouldn't look toward you or see it, not laid into the prophet. He couldn't know what God was going to do, but he could only look and see what God was going to do and then pronounce it. Is that right? Well, what was that on that man, that prophet? He died like an ordinary man. He lived like an ordinary man, a Christian man. But there was something different about him. Is that right? He was a prophet. He was anointed of the Spirit. And that Spirit was of God. Is that right? That Spirit did not die. It still lives. Elijah died, but the Spirit still lives. Is that right? You believe that you're standing in his presence now? God bless you. Then I can help you. You're not from here. You're a stranger here. You're from a city that starts with like F.R.A. Franklin, or Franklin, Ohio is where you're from. Is that right? You were kind of shook for a moment. I just wanted to see that. You're suffering with some sort of it's a rectal or a fistula, the doctor says. Fistula troubles. A growth on the rectum. Got a wife. Yes, she's with diabetes. When you go lay hands on her, and she'll get well too. God Almighty, who rose up Jesus Christ, bless the people and bring these things to pass in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
God bless you. As you believe, so will it be. All right.
Do you believe? I couldn't do nothing but pray for you. Your trouble is your eye and this tumor on your eye. You believe God will make you well? Come here. Christ Jesus, Son of God, I ask blessings for this woman and ask that she go in peace and may the spirit that's in those growths, may it leave tonight and may the woman be well. May they shrink away, for I now ask God's blessing for this purpose in Jesus Christ's name, the Son. Amen. All right. You were healed while you were studying. Something come over you. Is that right? You were healed then. Just be on your Lord rejoicing. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Come, lady. You believe me to be God's servant? And if I be God's servant, I'll be able to help you. If you believe, for it's just your attitude of approach will determine what you get. Some of them, when he would tell the people in the audience what was wrong with them or so forth, they believed him. The woman had touched him. But the one that put a rag around his head and hit him with a stick and said, "Now tell me who hit you if you know all things." They didn't feel nothing. They didn't approach it right. Just the way you approach it. Is that right? I can tell you now, it's not for you, for the child. For see the child standing here in front of me. And the child is serious enough sick till it's been to a doctor. Yes, not only that, but the child is up for surgery now. And I see the doctor looking in his nose. It's his nose condition. Got a little thing in his nose looking. And now if the breath is shut off in one side of his nose, it can't breathe out of one side of his nose. Are those things true, lady? You heard what was said. Now, that wasn't me. That was him. Now, do you believe for the child? Bring it to me. Your Heavenly Father, thou holdest darling little baby here, knowing that surgery lays before the little thing. I pray for your mercy to protect the child. Grant it, Lord. I lay my hands upon it now. When you were here, you laid your hands upon the children and blessed them. And I do likewise tonight. May your spirit, Lord Jesus, come through the body of your servant as a transmitter into this child and condemn this darkness that hangs over the child, and may it fade away, and may the bright sunlight of God come upon the child and be made whole. I condemn this disease in Jesus Christ's name. Now, I breathe out. Breathe. You breathe? I breathe out. The child cannot breathe outside the snow. Now breathe, honey. Shut your little mouth. Now, shut and breathe over here. Breathing all right? It's okay? Feels good?
Amen.
Jesus heals you, honey.
Say praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
God bless you, sister.
Praise the Lord.
Your faith has saved the child. You believe the heart trouble left you while you were sitting there? I did. Just keep going and saying, praise be to God. All right. And you had the same thing, didn't you? Just keep going. Jesus Christ makes you whole. All right. Come. Pretty sick, aren't you, sir? Nothing can help you but God. That death lays near your gate of that demon that's holding you cancer. But God can make you well. Do you believe that?
Almighty God, I condemn the enemy upon this man's body, and may he go and be made well and live for God's glory. In Jesus' name, his Son, I ask it. Amen. God bless you, sir. Don't doubt a bit. It'll leave you, and you'll get perfectly normal and well. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Amen. All right. God bless you now. Go in the peace of God be upon you. Come. You believe, lady, with all your heart? You notice how the man's walking when he left here? Stumbling, limping, coming up. There he goes back walking normally. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. One thing that I can't understand, that is how people that profess to be Christians can see the working of Jesus Christ and hold their peace. I can't. Not as I'm wanting you to glorify nothing in the building, I'm wanting you to say, oh God, how thankful we are that our religion is not false. How could you accept signs and wonders, say that your religion is no more than Mohammed's? The Mohammed's has all the psychology, the teaching, their own Bible, so does Buddha, so does all the other gods. They have their teachings, their Bibles. They have everything else rejoicing, but let one of them produce the resurrection and power one time. This proves Christianity is the truth. Proves that then if these things are true Christianity, unbelievers are condemned to doom to die without repentance. So every sinner repent of your sin. Oh, you may go to church, but if you're not a believer, 100% the baptism of the Holy Spirit resting on you, then you get right with God tonight. Your kidney trouble left you, Mother, while you were standing here, so you can go home now, praising God and get well. God bless you. Now just praise the Lord. That's all you have to do. Praise be to God. You think I'm excited, but I'm not. This whole building, I realized, someone asked me, wrote me a little note and said, what made me rub at my face all the time? I can't tell you all things, but my lips get thick, my tongue. Stand up here, go through it once, and find out how you feel after it. When you go into a place you don't even... Well, amen. You just believe it. That's all I ask you to do. Believe it. Come, sir. See, you're limping. That's not your... That's what your trouble is. You want to get over that stomach trouble. It's what you're wanting. Well, go eat your supper, and the Lord bless you. Go eat. Eat. You can go and be as well as you want. All right, come, lady. What you ask, that's what you get. All right. Amen. Don't get over your kidney trouble, back trouble, go home. Go in the name of the Lord Jesus to be made well. Come believing. Come with all your heart. I believe I'll see the day when Jesus Christ will restore normal legs, take away artificial. I never done it in the Bible, but I believe we're going to receive greater things than that.
Amen.
Amen. I believe it with all my heart. Amen. Oh, His love, His grace, how it moves to the people. How wonderful. How matchless. How I adore Him. How He's a terrorist of 10,000. The great Alpha Omega, the resurrected Lord Jesus, who shall come with 10,000s of His saints to magnify the little flock to redeem them up into glory with Him. He, the most lovely one, stands in our midst tonight with His arms stretched forth, saying, whosoever will, let him come and drink from the fountains of the water of life. Adore Him. The matchless one. Let everyone be in reverence to Him. Let him sing praises to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. May His name forever stand, of whom heavens and earth is named after. The whole families of creation is called Jesus. Blessed be His name. Oh, how wonderful. Your stomach trouble's gone, sir. Go eat your supper. Now do it. You've had nervousness, prostrate trouble, and things have run you into that, but you're healed.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. I don't know what's the matter with me. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, Holy Ghost. All the dominions and all ages shall bow before Him. Every tongue shall confess to Him being the Son of the living God. All ages shall know that He's God. Hallelujah! Praise be to Him forever and ever. My soul magnifies Him. My spirit lifts above this faltering world, soars in the places that the world knows nothing of. Oh, how it teaches, how it tasteth the hour when Jesus no longer I see. Sweet prospect, sweet music, sweet power, all lose their beauty when He comes into existence. The whole world becomes of love. All creation worships Him. The trees clap their hands to Him. The mountains lift up their heads and rejoice. All creatures of the earth give Him glory. Praise be to His Majesty, the King of Kings, which now stands near. Beyond doubt, beyond shadows, beyond anything else, every superstition, every thought, every feeble thing leaves now. How can death exist in the presence of life? It cannot. The Holy One of God, His goodness. Don't think I'm beside myself. I am not. The Holy Spirit is here at the platform. He thrills my soul. He chills every nerve in me now. No sweat dropping off of my hands. The power of His living being is now here. How can sickness or diseases exist in His presence? Lady, rise to your feet. That anemia condition has left you. Go home. Every man and woman in here that would like to be healed can rise to your feet and believe Him who is present now. This anointing that you're now receiving is the Holy Ghost. For a closing service, ladies, fall upon this audience. Give vent to your feelings. Declare the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end. Come out of the people, Satan. You can't exist in the presence of God in Jesus.
Amen.
Say hallelujah. Say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
The truth. Now, the lady here, a stranger, never seen her in my life. She never seen me, I guess. We just met here, that's all. I don't know her. God does know her. Now, when our Lord Jesus is here, He talked to a woman one time He had never seen in His life. She was getting some water at the well. And He said, bring me a drink. And He talked to her long enough to catch her spirit. Then He told her where her trouble was. And she said, well, I perceive that you're a prophet. Now, Jesus said, the things that I do shall you also come to the end of the world.
Amen.
A man come in his prayer line one time. He was a righteous man. He said, you are a Christian. A good man, an honorable man. He said, when did you know me, Rabbi, or Reverend, teacher, whatever you interpreted? He said, before Philip called you, when you were under the tree, I saw you. In other words, you prayed before you come to the meeting, not seeing you doing it. He said, thou art the Son of God.
Hallelujah.
You're the King of Israel. Now, if Jesus has risen from the dead, then He'll do the same. Now, audience, now He is here. The angel of the Lord. You're aware of that now? If something happened just then. Isn't that true? Yes, sir. It is here. Now to heal you, I couldn't. Your life you cannot hide. For you're not in the presence of your brother. It's in the presence of Him. Isn't that the truth? And you believe Him with all your heart.
that God has sent us here to try to help you. Besides being sick yourself, you have a loved one that's sick.
That's right.
That's your husband. He has a rupture, doesn't
he? Yeah.
You're both healed. You can go home now. God be with you and bless
you.
God bless you, sister. Simple faith touched and healed a woman. Come. How do you do, sister? Suppose we're strangers to each other. We don't know one another. And I'm just your brother. It's for your baby. Is what you're here for. A dark shadow hangs over the baby. Its disease is incurable as far as doctors is concerned. You believe he would reveal to me what's wrong with the baby? With all your heart you believe it?
Yes, sir.
There's been some sort of a hospital experience. The baby has had an operation. And it's something in the bowels. And it's some kind of a bone or something there that's wrong. And the baby's got a swollen liver now. Isn't that true? That's the truth, isn't it? Now, that wasn't me that said that. That was just fully surrendered to Jesus Christ and His presence is here. Now, the only thing I can do is ask God for your baby. You accept the baby's healing? Christ, Son of God, have mercy on this dying child. May it be made well this very night. Grant, Lord Jesus, that your blessings come upon it and it'll be well. For I ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, Mother. Let me hear about the baby. What happened? You're going to find a difference in the next 24 hours. I remember what I've told you. He who knows what was knows what will be. All right. Come, lady. You're believing with all your heart? You believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is here to heal and to make well? You believe me as His servant? You're conscious that you're in the presence of something besides man, and that's His Spirit. The audience may not understand this, but watch the expression on the patient's face when they walk near here. Not because it's me. I have nothing to do with it. I'm just a voice. But this woman here, or any of the rest, understands and knows that there's something supernatural here. And you can see it as a miracle. What is a miracle? Something that's not understood. Now the woman, a stranger to me, and I to the woman. No, not each other. First time in life to meet, perhaps. But God has fed us both since we were born, lady. You believe that the same Lord Jesus that talked to the woman at the well, and I have represented here tonight that 103 souls accepted Him as Savior? You believe now that He knows your heart and knows everything you've done? If He will reveal to me what you are desiring now, will you accept it? You write it. Is that right? You believe me now? Now, here's something else. You're interested in a loved one, which is a boy. And that boy has heart trouble. And he's a member of a church here in Louisville, a Baptist church. Go. The Lord Jesus bless thee and grant to thee the desire of thy heart. Amen.
Say, praise the Lord.
Just be reverent. Accept, believe. Now, I see a lady, colored lady, sitting praying. She's got kidney trouble. You don't have it now, lady. Your faith has made you whole. Stand up. God bless you. Just believe with all your heart. You shall have it. The Holy Spirit. New Testament religion. Amen. You believe that blood pressure will leave you, sir, sitting here looking at me? Yes. All right. You can have it. God bless you. Just believing. Have faith, sister.
sitting there looking this way, praying too. Got something wrong with your throat, haven't you? Sitting right back behind that little girl there. You believe that God will make you well? The little lady sitting here. You're sitting there praying for me to say something to you. I know it's your throat condition. You don't need no prayer card. You just need what you got, faith. Do you accept your healing now? God bless you. You go home and get well now. Amen. Have faith. Believe with all your heart. Jesus Christ will bring it to pass. Oh, I love Him, don't you?
Amen.
All right. Come, mister. Have faith in God. Believe with all your heart. God shall bring it to pass. How do you do, sir? Was you one of the standers a few minutes ago? I see it still light around you. You accepted Christ as your personal Savior. You're suffering with a nervous condition. Isn't that right? You've had a bad habit, smoking. God don't want you to do that. That's hurting your nerve, making you do that. Isn't that the truth? You want to get over it, you forsake cigarettes, you've forsaken everything. Jesus Christ has already touched your body, and you're going to be well and serve Him. You believe now? That you might know this, you're not from this city. You're from out of town, aren't you? You're from Indiana. You crossed the river. You're from a city called Greensburg or something like that, Indiana. Is that right? Now you're all right. Now you can go home and be well. God bless you. The audience, be reverent. Be in prayer. Be expecting God to bless and to heal. Amen. Have faith in God. You sitting there, ladies, your finger up like this, suffering with a... You believe that God's going to heal you, that low blood pressure you got? You believe it? Yes. You believe He is? Stand up on your feet then, accept it. It'll leave you and you go home and be well.
Amen.
You say, what did that? The same Jesus Christ that turned to the woman with the blood issue said, thy faith has saved thee. Said, He knows all things and He reveals it as He will. All right, bring your patience. Have faith. How do you do, sir? You believe me to be His servant? You believe you're in His presence, not your brother, but you're aware that something is going on. Someone said I was reading their mind just then. That is wrong. Jesus Christ perceived their thoughts. Is that right?
Amen.
The people's not thinking of their sins and things that they did. It's the Holy Spirit. All right, look this way, sir, and believe. Are we strangers to each other? We don't know one another. Probably never seen one another in all of our lives. Just this meeting. Then if there's anything about you or anything, your sickness or anything, only God would know as far as I'm concerned. I don't know. But I see you being taken to a hospital. You're just come out of a hospital. Is something wrong with the blood, corpuscles breaking or something. And you've had, I see in a bed, and there's some kind of something hanging up by you. It's something dripped, it's blood. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 blood transfusions you've just had. Is that true?
That's right.
It is the truth. You've got a wife that's sick.
Yes, that's right.
She's got arthritis and liver trouble. Is that right?
That's right.
And you're not from this city.
No.
You come from up the river.
That's right.
From Cincinnati.
That's right.
Ohio.
Yes. That's the Lord.
Your name is Burgess.
That's right.
RP is your initial.
That's right.
Return home and be well.
That's
Jesus
Lord.
Christ has made you home. Have faith in God. Telling Him His name? Didn't Jesus Christ tell Peter, thou art Peter? Now be reverent, friends. Visions make you so weak. You've been in the meetings this week, and you know what I'm speaking of. Just have faith in God. Believe. And there was something, just a moment, I see a lady before me. No, it's this lady sitting right here at the end. It's not you, it's a different looking person. It's a loved one. It's in a hospital. And they got cancer. And it's a lady and she's in a dying condition. And she is your sister-in-law. Is that right? If it is, stand up on your feet now and accept healing for your sister-in-law in the hospital. The Lord Jesus Christ, you knows all about it. All right, sister, you clapping your hand, rejoicing. You had something wrong with your hands, didn't you? All right, they're healed now. You can go home. And you sat next to her there. You had gallstones, didn't you, lady, sitting there? Stand up on your feet. You can go home, too, and be made well. They leave you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just believe. All things are possible to them that believe. Have faith in God. Bring the lady. You believe, lady, as you come? You accept Jesus as Savior and accept me as His prophet? Then, if that be so, and I've testified the resurrection of Jesus Christ, He who stood and talked to the woman at the well noted exactly what was wrong with her. He said, go get your husband. She said, come see a man who told me everything I ever done. He never told her all she ever done. But he knowed as the Father would reveal to him all she ever done. Is he the same resurrected Lord Jesus? You've had an accident. Or you got something like it's a... You have been... It's the Holy Ghost is what you're seeking. The baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's right. And you got the... I'd seen something... You got a high blood pressure too, isn't it? Just a moment, a vision appeared before me. Oh, it's a woman sitting there, praying. It's you that had hurt your foot, haven't you? An accident and hurt your foot, is that right? And you got kidney trouble, is that right? Come on across with the lady. You're both going to be made well. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, the glorious, matchless Lord Jesus Christ, who saved your soul just a while ago, is a vindicating His presence. Amen. Check on your tape recording and see if what He says isn't the truth. Oh, have faith in God. Believe. All things are possible to them that believe. All right, Billy, is this your patient? Bring him on. Believing with all your heart, got a loved one's in trouble too, haven't you? They're not here in this city either. Got some kind of jerking. It's a sandpitis of dance, like. Is that right? And they live in a city where there's a river. It's a big city, and as the river goes by the side of it, there's a lot of bricks. It's St. Louis. Is that right? It is right. And you've got another relative, which is a sister or something. And she's from a country that's got hills in it, evergreen trees. It's Arkansas. You got heart trouble. Go. Your desires is granted to you by Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Let's say praise be to the Lord Jesus Christ, the resurrected one, the one from Calvary. Be reverent. Don't stir. Just a minute. We'll close in a few minutes. Don't stir around like that. It makes it interfere me. I'm having here tonight watching... Be reverent. Let the lady come. You believe you could get well by faith and that tumor would leave you without being operated? You believe it with all your heart? You accept it now? In Jesus Christ's name, may it be to you as your faith has said. Amen. Sir, sitting there, the red town. You're suffering with a rupture. You believe that the Lord Jesus makes you well? You accept it? You're from out of town, too. I see you come from up the river also, Cincinnati. Isn't that right? All right. While you're dual working, both stand to your feet right now and be made well in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. It leaves you. Go home, be well. Come, lady. Having faith. You believe that female trouble has left you? You accept Jesus as your healer for it now? That was an abscess. Had drainage. And it would have pretty soon been to cancer. But your faith has saved you now. Go give God praise for it. And you shall have anything you ask for. Come, sir. Believing with all your soul. If God will reveal what your trouble, will you accept your healing? Heart trouble. Is that right? You believe He heals you now? Then He does. Your faith makes you whole. Go in God's peace be. Come, lady. You believe God will heal that baby as I come across the platform? Got kidney trouble. Go now. Jesus Christ makes the little lad well. Amen. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You was nervous. That's blessed you also.
Amen.
God be with you. You believe Him?
Amen.
Have faith in God. You want to get over that bronchial condition? You believe God heals you of it? If you believe it with all your heart, stand up on your feet, lady. Accept your healing. God bless you. You can go home now and be made well. All right, you believe with all your heart? Will you accept your healing if Jesus Christ speaking will reveal your trouble? We're strangers to each other, but He knows your trouble. You have a lady's trouble, female, some womb and ovary. Now go. God has made you well. Your faith saves you, lady, in Jesus Christ's name. Let's say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Every one of you can be made well at this time if you'll believe. Now, lady, stand where you are. Look this way. This whole audience, a big percent of them suffers of that nervousness. Sometimes you think you're going to lose your mind, don't you? You get so nervous. Recently you drop something, as a dish or something is going across with it. But now Jesus Christ has healed you from it. And you're aware of that. Now go on your road rejoicing. Now, in the name of Jesus, the Son of God, I challenge every believer in here to believe that this is the truth. Do you believe it? Well then, if this be God's vindicated truth, hear me. Lay your hands over on each other while I pray for you. And I want every person in here now to accept your healing. Almighty God, be merciful to the sick and the needy. Standing here in this whole room seems to be one big pillar of light now.
Amen.
Knowing someone standing here with their hands around me, laying up on handkerchiefs, bless them, Lord, to the healing of the sick.
Amen.
All these needy people here with their arms and hands laid on each other, may the power, God's provided way, the Son of God, in His great power and majesty, sweep over this building like a rushing mighty wind.
Amen. Yes.
And condemn every disease.
Amen.
Cast out every evil spirit.
In the name of
now I condemn Satan. Claim victory over him just now.
Amen.
And come out, Satan, of
Amen.
These people.
Thank
in the
God.
Name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And let everyone in here that believes that Jesus heals them stand to their feet and give God praise in Jesus Christ's name. God, in Jesus Christ's name, they now accept their healing.